Ever since its first publication back in 1998, Fortune's annual 100 Best Companies to Work For list has drawn the eager eyes of job seekers, employees, and executives. We're about to join Robert Levering, co-founder of the Great Place to Work Institute in San Francisco, which partners with Fortune to compile the list and rank the companies and see who's the creme de la creme of this year's list. Robert, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Now, before we get started, give me a definition. What is a great place to work?
Well, I define a great place to work as, from the employee perspective, this is. It's a place where you trust the people you work for, have pride in what you do, and enjoy the people you work with.
What goes into the search? How do you compile the 100 best list?
About two-thirds of the scoring is based on what the employees have to say, the other third on what the employer says, what the company says about its policies and practices, and basically how people-friendly their policies and practices are.
Now, how do you decide which companies to send the questionnaire to?
We invite all of the Fortune 1000 companies to participate, and then there's a lot of other companies that would like to see their name on the list, and so they contact us. The only requirement is that they have to have at least 1,000 employees and be at least 7 years old.
Any companies that were real standouts?
Valero Energy, which is a big oil refinery and oil company, one of their refineries took a big hit from Hurricane Katrina, and the company just reacted just in an incredible way and brought in all kinds of supplies and so on, and actually put in some mobile homes for employees who'd had their homes destroyed. And the employees, in turn, really responded and got their refinery back online within a matter of a week or so, as opposed to some of the other refineries in the area that had similar damage that took more than a month to get back online.
And clearly, there are business benefits to treating your employees well.
Fortune actually had a Wall Street company compare the stock appreciation of the Fortune 100 best versus the S&P 500 over the last 3, 5, and 10 years. And actually, the Fortune 100 best outperformed the S&P 500 by about 50%.
And who are some of the other companies in the top 10%?
Well, the number one company was Genentech, which, among other things, last year invited Elton John for a big celebration for all the drugs that they were able to get through the FDA. Number two, for instance, was Wegmans Supermarkets. And part of the reason that they're such a great place, just as an example, every new employee goes to the headquarters where they have a big event where they actually can meet the CEOs. When they opened some new stores in Virginia, they actually flew all of the new employees from Virginia to the headquarters and had a whole day celebration.
Anybody else who really stands out?
Timberland, they've been very committed to giving people a lot of sense of pride in how the company participates in the community, so that every year, every employee is able to do some kind of volunteer work for up to 40 hours, and the company will pay them their full pay during the entire time that they're working. And actually, last year, they did a new benefit where any employee who buys a hybrid car gets a $3,000 rebate from the company.
Thanks, Robert. Robert Levering is the co-founder of the Great Place to Work Institute in San Francisco, which partners with Fortune magazine to compile their annual 100 Best Companies to Work For list.